This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Triple M, everything Limestone Coast.
Time to talk some sport. Milo's with me. G'day, mate.
Morning, Yui. Good morning, fellow coasters and those folk just over the border waiting for those restrictions and clarification.
Saturday.
Now, all the noise will be at the Peter Seabohm Stadium over there at Millicent because they've got their Sweps Junior Tournament. Basketball, of course, we're talking, and that'll involve teams from, of course, Millicent, Narracourt, Mount Gambier, as far away as Keith and Bordertown, but no Victorian teams because they missed the nomination cut-off because of the jolly COVID situation. But on the horizon is the City of Mount Gambier Basketball Junior Tournament, 21st and 22nd of November, and I suppose pending what happens with those restrictions from here on and nomination closes, we may have some of the close-by Victorian teams compete. So fingers crossed for those youngsters in that junior tournament. Now, also still on Basketball Mount Gambier, congratulations to a couple of team members out there, Teresa Stewart, who's an administrator, and Olivia Slattery, who's a referees coach. They've been included in the SA Women in Basketball Development Program, so let's hope they enjoy that and further their knowledge and skills, etc. Now, talking GGs, the horses, of course, Mount Gambier Harness Racing, they'll have their 2019-20 end of season presentations, which has obviously been put off for a while, this Sunday the 25th at the Club Bar, commencing at 1 p.m. Barbecue lunch available, $5, all welcome. That's all on Facebook, of course. And next Tuesday it'll be the second combination meeting with the Port Pirie Club, and it's the Mount Gambier Club's turn to go early, so they'll have races, and I reckon it might extend to four, and we may, little word, big meeting, meaning, have some Victorian horses, and that'll all run off about 6:30-ish, subject to confirmation. Of course, let's hope that all goes smooth, and we could have a little bit of silly season footy, but it's a bit serious, this one, because it's official. KNTFL Club Caniva Leor United, their members will vote on an amalgamation with the Nil Footy Club, who compete in the Wimmera Footy League. And they're proposing to compete in the Horsham Districts Footy League in 2021, which is in the Horsham Districts area there, of course. And that currently has 11 teams, so that'll tidy it all up to a dozen if that's all approved. Watch this space. And, of course, KLU and Nil have relied extensively on dollar travellers from Adelaide and Melbourne to be competitive, all under the salary cap. No doubt they'll do the best thing for the club going forward.
Ewan for breakfast, 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast Triple M and always online at triplem.com.au.